Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for sharing part of your weekend with us. And what are we going to call this weekend? Well, I think it is the Eclipse Hysteria weekend, which is Monday. We are not going to get the full eclipse here in Southern California, but some of the other areas of the country are. And there definitely seems to be a lot of hysteria about where you can view the eclipse. So hope everybody has a grand old time, but it is a little bit surprising. And I am happy to say we have Oscar in technical excellence with us this morning. So good morning, Oscar. And talking about the Angels, I was lucky enough to be here last night for the home opener. The great thing about the Angels is they can come back. It was the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Halos were behind 5-1 and got the bases loaded with no outs. A home run was hit, and all of a sudden, the score was tied. So, unfortunately, they didn't bag the game, but that was pretty exciting. Tonight is the middle game in a three-game set with the Red Sox, and they're hoping to even things up. Also, I got a chance to explore all the new concessions in the stadium. Things are really looking good around here. A lot of refurbishment and new signage and new food items. So keep in mind, the last Saturday in the month, that will be April 27th, the executive chef here at Angel Stadium will be on the show talking about all the new concession items and food items that are available here at Angel Stadium. And I'll give you a little tip. On the 200 concourse, there is now a concession stand that is called Walk Up Walk. Waffles. And they have two varieties of freshly made waffles. One is strawberries and cream. The other is s'mores. And it's a lighter waffle than what you're used to. They're not really heavy, but a lot of flavor. And I think just a great added menu item to all the desserts that are available here at Angel Stadium. Because for the most part, all of the baked goods and desserts here at Angel Stadium, the cookies and the cakes and the apples, the caramel apples, all made here from scratch by the executive pastry chef here at Angel Stadium. So again, just something to keep in mind when you are here, because there is a lot to enjoy, including what's on the field. But, you know, the edibles are important too. So again, as I say, the last Saturday in the month, we will have Chef Dennis, the executive chef for Legends Hospitality here at Angel Stadium, and we'll be chatting with him about what's new on the menu. From what I saw last night, all the new menu items are getting a very warm reception. Interesting how people stumble across the new items. I guess they do a little window shopping and let their eyes kind of lead the way. But the waffles are brand new, the walk-up waffles, and that stand had a nice line. Again, already going over well. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms, and it just connects what we do here on Saturday with some visuals, particularly when we have a restaurant or a food product on or a winery. We'll have some great images that we'll post on Facebook and Instagram just to add another dimension to what we're doing here on the show. So website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet or an X or whatever they're calling it this week at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. First off, we want to send out congratulations to the Southern California nominees for the James Beard Foundation Awards, which will be presented in Chicago, I believe, on June the 10th. And what we had had before is what they call the long list of potential nominations. And what was announced earlier this week was the short list of nominations for a James Beard Foundation Award. And not a lot of activity in Southern California this year, I'm a little bereft to say, but we do have three Southern California nominees in different categories that we want to wish nothing but the best to when they journey on to Chicago for the big awards ceremony. For Best Chef California, the owner executive chef of Kuya Lord, which is in terms of what they do, it's definitely an ethnic food. It is Filipino fare, but definitely upgraded. And their proprietor and executive chef is named Lord Maynard Lira. So again, for Kuya Lord, congratulations on their nomination for Best Chef California. Then we have talked with Ying and Robert from Strongwater in Anaheim, which is an upgraded, elevated tiki bar. But it has a little bit of a different theme because the look of the restaurant is you're on the interior of a sunken ship, and every area has a story and their artifacts and wonderful libations, and they have a serious chef. So again, congratulations to Ying and Robert. They are now on the list officially as a nominee for Outstanding Wine and Other Beverage Program for James Beard Foundation Award. And I just have a good feeling about how this may end up for them. A couple years back, we talked about a wonderful artisan bakery in Long Beach, Gusto Bread, and their bread maker co-owner is a gentleman by the name of Arturo. I was glad to see for the Outstanding Bakery James Beard Foundation Award that they are one of the nominees. So again, congratulations to Gusto Bread, a wonderful artisan bakery in Long Beach, and they really take a lot of pride in what they do. So again, congrats to all of those folks. As always, a very busy show today. We will start out with a gentleman that is affectionately known as the godfather of the Paso Robles wine region, but he doesn't carry guns, and he doesn't put contracts out on people. As a matter of fact, he's uplifting to the Paso Robles area as far as the wineries are concerned, and it is a gentleman by the name of Gary Eberle, who just last weekend, believe it or not, celebrated his 80th birthday, and he is still running the show at Eberle Winery. What a wonderful story. Then, another in our series of previews that are coming up for the Pizza Fest LA Festival, which is at the end of the month at LA Live on the entertainment deck. One of the participants is the proprietor and pizzaiola of Hot Tongue Pizza that is in Silver Lake, Alex Coons. Alex will be joining us in studio. Then a little find right down the street in Orange, a wonderful family-owned restaurant by the name of Citrus City Grill that in the past couple years changed owners, and Charlie Cosmos is doing a great job there, continuing that tradition with some wonderful food. So, as always, a lot on the menu today. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.